Going Down by Christine Marshall.
I'm going down in 10 minutes to theatre. That's why I'm all dressed up like this. Jack said he wondered if there'd be ice cream in the interval. We laughed. I could just do with a drink of Sunkissed. Orange. But you can't have anything before you go down. I've had nothing since last night. They gave me soup and a sandwich on a tray. Sister said, best keep it light. Oh, and some brown blancmange. He's ever such a nice man, the surgeon. He's not a doctor. Sits on your bed and holds your hand and always says hello. He said, how you doing, Mrs. Fairbrother? And I said, fine, thank you. And sister said, her name's Mrs. Rowe. We laughed. Auntie Elsie on my mother's side was under him before she died. Had the same problem as me, down below. I don't think he saw her much towards the end. She spoke very highly of him, though. Very. I'm not worried, really. They know what they're doing in here. They've done this sort of thing hundreds of times to other women. That prick in me hand's making me feel proper queer. Is it hot in here, or is it me? There's been a delay in theatre. Seems I've been moved down the list. I think it's that woman from Bay Number One. She's had a terrible time with a cyst size of a grapefruit. See, there's not that much wrong with me, really. They're only going to have a bit of a look round. Maybe take a little piece off to a laboratory to have a look at it. To see if there's anything to be concerned about to be found. It's hot, isn't it? I wonder why they had to talk to Jack about it. It's got nothing to do with him. I know what he'd have done. He'd have just sat there nodding a lot, umming and oh-eyeing, just so's he wouldn't have looked dim. But he wouldn't have understood. What I've always done is keep me privates private. Not discuss that sort of thing all the time. All those adverts on the telly going on about gussets, I think it's horrible. It's a crime. Peak viewing. Oh my God, here's the trolley. I can't move anything except my eyelids and my mouth. I've drips east and west, a banging head north, and a spaghetti junction of tubing down south, from what I can gather. I said, what's happened? They said, you've had a bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy and a hysterectomy as well. In other words, I've had it all taken away. And you know I never swear, but oh, bloody hell, the pain's terrible. To be a woman, you need ovaries. To be a woman, you need a womb. To see me sitting up here in my nightie. I am a woman, you would presume, but I'm not. Not now. I didn't know I was capable of feeling like this. I just don't see any point in going on. Everything Jack says and does annoys me, even breathing. They're going to be moving me to Bay One tomorrow.
I go out when they turn her. They said, talk to her, but I'm not sure she can hear. I don't like to touch her in case I hurt her. It's funny, every minute seems like a year. She might have had more time if he'd operated earlier. She might have had more time if he'd done nothing at all. But seeing as he did, she's in the best place, isn't she? He said he's looking in on her tonight, but sister says that he can't, because he's on call. So he's busy, too busy. I hadn't noticed before, but she's got a look of Elsie, don't you think?
In Going Down, Gene Forrester played the patient and Ron Brown played the husband. The piece was written and directed by Christine Marshall.